This is Vision for Christ World, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. Christians worship Jesus Christ as their Savior and Lord to save them from their own sins and make them acceptable to God and prepared for heaven. As great as this is, Jesus is also the Creator of all that exists. Genesis 1:1 begins the Bible with these words, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth." But you may say, that was God the Father who created everything. Jesus is just His Son. Yes, but Jesus famously declared that He is equal to and of the same essence as God in John 10:30, where Jesus said, "I and the Father are one." Father God, let me show everyone who You really are and reveal Your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in the name of Jesus. Amen. Some material is from GotQuestions.org. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as on shortwave radio. Our website address, visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website. Again, visionforchristworld.com/contact. First, let me lay the groundwork for our topic today with these Bible verses. John 1:1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." John 1:3, "All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made." Colossians 1:16 and 17 tells us, "Christ made everything in the heavens and on the earth. He made everything that is seen and things that are not seen. He made all the powers of heaven. Everything was made by Him and for Him. And He Himself existed and is before all things. And in Him all things hold together. He is the controlling, cohesive force of the universe." Hebrews 1:2, "But in these last days He has spoken to us by His Son, whom He appointed the heir of all things, through whom also He created the world." Again, Genesis 1:1 says that God created the heavens and the earth, and then Colossians 1:16 gives the added detail that God created all things through Jesus Christ. The plain teaching of Scripture, therefore, is that Jesus is the Creator of the universe. The mystery of the triune God is difficult to understand, yet it is one of the doctrines revealed in Scripture. In the Bible, both God the Father and Jesus are called Shepherd, Judge, and Savior. Both are called the Pierced One in the same verse, Zechariah 12:10. Christ is the exact representation of God the Father, having the same nature, Hebrews 1:3. There is some sense in which everything the Father does, the Son and the Spirit also do, and vice versa. They are always in perfect agreement at every moment, and all three equal only one God, Deuteronomy 6:4. Knowing that Christ is God and has all the attributes of God aids our understanding of Jesus as the Creator. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." There are three important things in this passage about Jesus and the Father. Jesus was in the beginning. He was present at creation. Jesus had eternally existed with God. Jesus is distinct from the Father. He was with God. Jesus is the same as God in nature. Hebrews 1:2 says, "In these last days He has spoken to us by His Son, whom He appointed heir of all things, and through whom also He made the universe." Christ is the agent of God's creation. The world was created through Him. The Father and the Son had two distinct functions in creation, yet worked together to bring about the cosmos. John says all things were made through Jesus, and without Jesus was not anything made that was made. The Apostle Paul reiterates there is but one God, the Father, from whom all things came and for whom we live, and there is but one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom all things came and through whom we live. That's 1 Corinthians 8:6. The Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, was also an agent in creation, Genesis 1:2. Since the Hebrew word for spirit is often translated as wind or breath, we can see the activity of all three persons of the Trinity in one verse. By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, their starry host, by the breath of his mouth. That's Psalm 33:6. After a thorough study of Scripture, we can conclude that God the Father is the Creator, and He created through Jesus, God the Son. Now I'm quoting from writing by Simon Turpin from Answers in Genesis. In Mark 10:6-8, Jesus quotes from Genesis 1:27 and 2:24 in a straightforward historical manner. Jesus' use of Scripture here is authoritative in settling a dispute over the question of divorce, as it is grounded in the creation and purpose of the first marriage. These verses in Matthew 19 are especially significant, as Jesus said in verse 6, "But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female." The statement, "from the beginning of creation," is a reference to the beginning of creation and not simply to the beginning of the human race. Jesus was saying that Adam and Eve were there at the beginning of creation, on day 6, not billions of years after the beginning. When Paul visited Greece at the Areopagus, a public gathering place, as described in Acts 17, he knew the religious background of the Greek people to whom he was preaching. They were Epicureans and Stoics. So he knew the issues he needed to address. The Greeks believed in many gods. So after seeing the idol to an unknown god, Paul used it as a springboard for explaining who the one true Creator God really is. The God who made the world and everything in it, being Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in temples made by man, nor is he served by human hands as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all mankind life and breath and everything. And he made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth. Having determined allotted periods and the boundaries of their dwelling place, that they should seek God, and perhaps feel their way toward Him and find Him. Yet He is actually not far from each one of us. That's Acts 17:24-27. By stating these things in his preaching, Paul deliberately went against the prevailing philosophies. He did not incorporate Greek philosophy into his message. He went against the prevailing philosophies of the day by proclaiming God as Creator of everything. Paul defines God as the Lord of heaven and earth, who does not live in temples made by human hands. God is the one who gives life and breath, Genesis 2:7, life and breath to everything. So it is He, not Zeus, who is the source of life. Paul then explains that God created mankind from one man, meaning Adam. See Romans 5:12. In Romans 5:1-11, Paul describes the reconciling work of the love of God in Jesus on behalf of sinners, who leads him to contrast the work of Adam and Jesus. Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned. Jesus died a physical death on the cross because the first man, Adam, brought physical death into the world. Paul states that sin came into the world through one man, Adam, and death through sin, which, of course, is an allusion to Adam's disobedience in Genesis chapter 3. Paul recognizes that the punishment that God promised in Genesis 2:17 was fulfilled, and death did come into the world. Paul's teaching in Romans 5:12 is incompatible with evolution, which demands that physical death has always been in the world. Theistic evolutionists then have to reinterpret death in Romans 5:12 as being spiritual, yet it is clear that Paul had both physical and spiritual death in mind, which might be called total death. However, if the consequences of Adam's disobedience were only spiritual death, then the question would be, why did Jesus have to die a physical death? The question for theistic evolutionists is, if physical death has always been present in the world, then given Paul's argument that physical death came into the world because of Adam's sin, what difference did one more death of Jesus accomplish? Jesus died a physical death on the cross because the first man, Adam, brought physical death into the world. Without the explanation of Adam's sinning, as the Bible describes, this would mean that God is responsible for the suffering and evil we see in the world, and that's not the case. So in conclusion, Jesus Christ is the eternal Savior of all who have truly repented of their sin and sinful lifestyle, and who are born again by the Spirit of God. Yet what is often overlooked, even by some Christians, is that Jesus is Lord of all creation and was an active participant in creation before the world was created. Jesus was not a later creation of God to fix the sin problem. Jesus is not a created being, as some cults teach. Jesus is God, and the Holy Spirit is God. All three persons of the Trinity are one in essence, but distinct in what they do. Genesis 1:1, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. John 10:30, Jesus said, I and the Father are one. Romans 10:9 and 10 tells us what is most important for you to know. If you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart a person believes, leading to righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, leading to salvation. Now, let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to pray and ask to be granted repentance that leads to life by God, and to repent of their sins, truly turning away from sin, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe in you, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, by having personal, saving faith in you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the web address of Vision for Christ World so you may contact us. Our website address, visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website at visionforchristworld.com/contact. Our website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Just click on Programs at the top of the page. That website address, visionforchristworld.com. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor, praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in personal saving faith. I will leave you today with this text from Colossians 1:16. Christ made everything in the heavens and on the earth. He made everything that is seen and things that are not seen. He made all the powers of heaven. Everything was made by him and for him.